And you know, young people, sometimes this is the position that we physically and spiritually are at. We have not moved on to be committed to Bethel, the place where God has put his name. And we look back when we see Ai and we say, you know, this is not the place that I should be. It is under condemnation. And yet we are somewhere in between, in the valley of indecision. We say, you know, Brother Tony, I have decided to follow Jesus. Mm-hmm. And you know, I love that song, the cross before me, the world behind me. You see where Ai is? It's behind me. But you know what I'll say, young person? You need to evaluate what is keeping me in this valley, this in-between position, that I'm not at Bethel and I'm not in Ai. It is a place of compromise. It's a place that indicates perhaps that the soul and the heart has not fully given itself over to the one that you just said, altar of appreciation. It is the challenge for you and for me. And perhaps, young person, what is your challenge is going to be different than is what is my challenge. And my challenge different than what is going to be someone else. But we need to move. We need to move from this position of being halfway there to being completely in the house of Bethel. Amen. It says, at that place, in between, Bethel before, Ai behind, it says, he built an altar unto the Lord. Now, you know, perhaps I might not even have built an altar there. But Abram had some spiritual desires. He builds an altar unto the Lord. Though weak, there's that hymn that we sing, though faint, yet pursuing. It is the reality that we are not as strong as we should be spiritually. But though faintly, I've grasped some things, I am still holding on, seeking to move forward. Abram builds this altar of decision. And you know, I want us to recognize that an altar, it speaks of a place of communion. Abram wanted to have communion with God. He wanted to speak to God. He wanted the presence of God with him. He wanted to worship God. He wanted to enjoy, the fact that God had called him. And it was unto Jehovah that he built this altar. Appreciation, and yet now it's an altar of decision. Where dwellest thou? Young people, where are we living? Are we living with one foot here at Bethel and another foot at Ai? Are we filling our heads up with the garbage that's there and it's hindering us? We spoke of Terah as a natural hindrance for Abram early in his life. But are there things, are there relationships, all their natural desires and aspirations that I may have that are hindering me from moving on completely and devotedly to God where he has his name there at Bethel? You know, these lectures, the Bible studies, they serve you and I no benefit if we don't answer these questions and respond positively, where dwellest thou? You can simply walk out, go home tomorrow and say, you know, we had a nice camp, we had some nice messages, but if it has no impact upon those who are specially chosen, those who are exceptional, then all we are is in name only, those who are a peculiar people. But God wants the reality in your life, in my life. He wants us not only to have a name that says we are exceptional because we are in Christ, but He wants us to be exceptional. He wants us to live lives that are exceptional. But you know, as I mentioned before, the world's influence has said, be like us. Be mediocre. Be like us. Tolerate sin. Be like us. Overlook it. Be like us. You don't have to go all the way into Sodom. You can just be on the outside of Sodom. Then you wake up one morning and you're sitting like Lot in the gates, making decisions and standards and policies for what is seen and what goes on in the world. It is time for us young people to assess. And this is in the quietness, in the moments in the mountaintop, to say, Lord, you know, this thing and that thing needs to change. Where am I living? Am I really with the Lord? I think of the place where David was in the cave of Adullam. And those who had all kinds of issues, debts and all that despised, they went out unto David. That is where he was dwelling. When the question was asked, where dwellest thou? The Lord says, come and see. You know, the challenge, young people, is that we would come and see where the Lord dwells. It is no other place than Bethel. It is His presence when we come together collectively. It is in a real way individually the Spirit of God who dwells in our hearts. Where dwellest thou? And it says, he built an altar unto the Lord, and he called upon the name of the Lord. You see, it's one thing to build an altar. You know, it's even one thing to carry all of the elements that you need to build an altar. Because some have all of the tools and the elements to build an altar, and yet they never build the altar. Never coming to the point where they say, I want to have this deep communion with the God of glory. I was good enough to be just on the perimeter. Just close enough so the saints don't call me up and say, well, we haven't seen you in a while. So I'm there. I missed just enough times. You know, we understand how to play the game. But here, Abram not only carried the tools for the altar, but he built the altar. He wanted fellowship with the God of glory. But I want to tell you, peculiar, special, exceptional young people, that to have communion with the God of glory, it requires holiness. It requires cutting off the things that are in the world. Because perhaps one of the fears, and it is an important fear, that if I draw near, being involved in the things that are influencing me from the world, that this holy and righteous God may have something for me. You know, we don't preach it so much today, but this idea of reverence towards God is an important aspect of the Christian life. In the book of Hebrews, it tells us, for our God is a consuming fire. You see, Abram got a sense of the God of glory. And he appreciated His holiness, His righteousness, His grace, His mercy. And he didn't fear fellowship and communion and worship with God. He had weaknesses, but he wasn't living and playing with sin. He needed to make a decision.